ग्लानेर भवति भारत। अध्युत्थानम् अधर्मशः तदात्मानं सृजाम्यहम्। परित्राणाय साधुना विनाशाय च दुष्कृता। धर्म संस्थापना युगे युगे शंभवामि युगे युगे। हरेर नाम हरेर नाम हरेर नामैव केवलम्। कलौ नास्तेव नास्तेव नास्ते गतिरन्यथा। कृष्ण कृष्ण हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे।
हरे कृष्ण हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे।
हरे कृष्ण डियर डिवोटीज, एंड please accept my humble obeisance, and all glories to Srila Prabhupada. I welcome you all to our weekly Krishna Consciousness program, and I once again invite you to the Hare Krishna Temple, which is at 1229 Coatesfield Revired Highway, also known as Highway 28, where every Sundays we hold a special public program starting at 11:30 with bhajans and kirtan. Then we have aarti at 12:30. Followed by discourse on Krishna consciousness philosophy based on Srimad Bhagavad Gita or Srimad Bhagavatam, followed by Guru Puja of our founder Acharya, His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. And then we finish the day's program with the Vegetarian Feast at 2:30. Please come along, join us, and celebrate Krishna consciousness. Find out for yourself what it is all about. Every human being has to inquire why we are suffering. An ignorant person, a wise man, cats and dogs, or any animal, we are all suffering. But they do not understand why they are suffering. People do not understand why we are suffering. Animals are slaughtered in slaughterhouses. When one animal is being slaughtered, other animals which will be slaughtered next are standing. They are oblivious of their fate, that it will be next. It has no knowledge that next is my turn. It stays there, making no effort to escape. This is animal consciousness. A human being is not so foolish. If there is any sign that he will be killed next, he will try to run away, or at least he will protest or do something. This is the distinction between animals and human beings. Animal is not aware of the sufferings he is going. There are sufferings for both, for animals and for human beings, but animals do not realize. Human beings are conscious of it. If a man is not awakened for his or to his suffering, then he is in animal consciousness. We should not forget that we are always suffering. There are three kinds of sufferings according to Vedic scriptures. One kind of suffering belongs to the body and the mind. Now, suppose I have headache, or have a fever, or I am feeling very cold, or very hot, or hungry, thirsty. They are all so many bodily sufferings. Similarly, we have sufferings of the mind. My mind is not well today because somebody called me something, called me a name, or said something which I don't like. So I am suffering. Or I have lost something, or some friend, so many things. Suffering of the mind and suffering of the body is called adhyatmika. Then sufferings caused by nature. This is called adibhavdaivik, which we have no control. In every suffering we have no control. Suppose there is heavy rain, whole of Auckland, people are inconvenienced. We cannot stop rain or snow or a cyclone, earthquake. If there is cold wind blowing, you cannot stop it. These sufferings caused by nature are called adidaivik. Then there is adibhautik, attack by other living beings or my enemies, some animals or insects. So many people are there, so many things are there which cause us suffering. These three kinds of sufferings are always there. We are eternal, but under misconception of material identification. We are under the suppression of maya. Bhutva, bhutva praliyate, tata dehantar. We are going from one body to another, transmigrating from one body to another. This is called samsara chakra, cycle of birth and death. This is going on continuously. And we do not realize, we do not know what to do. You have to die. You get one form of life. Enjoy it. Either a human being or a hog or a pig, a cat, a dog or demigod. Whatever you wanted, you have got it. Now enjoy. But after some time, you have to die. This is samsara chakra. I'm getting different opportunities, different bodies to fulfill my material desires. This is going on. This is called samsara chakra. As soon as I die, I enter into the womb of mother according to my karma. Dehi no esmi yata dehe komaram yovanam jara tata deyantir praftir dhiras tatra namuhate. As the embodied soul continuously passes in this body from boyhood to youth to old age, the soul similarly passes into another body at death. Furthermore, Lord Krishna calls this world dukhalayam aswasvatam. This is temporary material world. It's full of miseries of birth, old age, disease and death. You subdue something and another problem arises. And you solve that problem, another problem arises. This world is so problematic. Dukhalayam Ashaswatam. Krishna is telling us that this is Dukhalayam Ashaswatam. Temporary. How will subdue this? We are struggling to resolve our problems, but Lord Krishna says, this is Dukhalayam Ashaswatam. This place is full of miseries. It is not possible to solve the problems or sufferings of this world. Krishna has made it for suffering. How we can become happy here? We cannot avoid mrityu, that is death. Janma mrityu jara vyadi dukha doshanam darshanam. This is the law of this material nature. Mrityu samsara vartamani. But if you want to avoid this mrityu samsara vartamani, then you must be Krishna consciousness, God consciousness. You must surrender to Krishna. Death is certain. It may be caused, if not by cancer, simply by an accident. Real scientific research should aim at stopping death. That is real science. Simply to discover some medicine to cure one disease is not a triumph. The real triumph is to stop all diseases. Bhagavad Gita, chapter 8, text 16, says that the real trouble is birth, death, old age, and disease. Abrahma bhuvanal loka punar avartino arjun. From the highest planet in the material world down to the lowest, all are places of misery, wherein repeated birth and death takes place. We do not want any of these sufferings. Unless we are conscious and awaken to the fact that we are always suffering. Even though we do not want all this suffering, then we are no better than animals. As long as you act like animals, that we do not know that we are always suffering or why we are suffering, we do not know, we do not care, we do not want to find a solution, then we are no better than animals. When we are conscious of our sufferings, we are awakened to the sufferings. Sufferings are always here. Forgetfulness or ignorance of suffering is no solution. Suffering is there. But when one is very serious to find a solution for his suffering, that is the goal of human life. It does not require any education, simply thinking, I do not want all these sufferings, but I am suffering. Why? Is there any solution? Once we think about the solution to the problem of repeated birth and death, that is Krishna consciousness or God consciousness, which we are practicing and offering to everyone. The perfect result of this practice is that after the present body becomes useless and dies, one is no longer forced to accept a material body subject to birth and death, disease and old age. This is real science. The solution is in our own scriptures. The Vedic knowledge, everything in our scriptures, the shastras, is meant for ending our suffering. If there was no suffering, then body would have taken education. Nobody would have taken education. People think that if I am educated, if I become a doctor, or if I become a lawyer, or if I become an engineer, I will be happy. That is the ultimate aim, ultimate goal of this life. I will get a good job. I'll be happy. I have a house, then I'll be happy. I have a wife or a husband, I'll be happy. Happiness is the end result of every endeavor. But these easings of sufferings are temporary measures. Real suffering is due to our material existence. These three kinds of sufferings, adhyatmik, adhidaivik, adhibhautik, we must get out of it. When one is conscious of his sufferings and want to find a permanent solution for his sufferings, then there is need for a spiritual solution. If you want to find a permanent solution to your sufferings, you want to consult someone. You should find someone who can tell us how to end all our sufferings. If you want to purchase diamond, very valuable and expensive thing, then if you go to a grocery shop and that kind of ignorance, you will be cheated. At least you must approach a jewelry shop. That much knowledge you must have. Lord Krishna said, apraya mam nivartante mrityu samsara vartamani. But they do not know what is mrityu samsara vartamani. Is there any university where this education is given? What is mrityu samsara vartamani? Can any big philosopher say that this is mrityu samsara vartamani? They do not know. Krishna said, if you do not get me, here is a chance. In human form of body, apraapiyamam, if you don't get me, if you come, do not come to Krishna consciousness, then what is the result? Nivartante mrityu samsara vartamani. If you do not take chance, just like sometimes you have seen somebody takes his bird in the field and let him loose, but out of the cage, and the bird goes and flies away, and he also goes behind. But if the bird takes chance, now I am free. Now I'm loose. Let me get away, fly away. But that he does not do. He again comes into the cage. Again he comes. So this human form of body is just like let loose. Now you get the freedom of flying away from this mrityu samsara vartamani. But that will not do. We'll enter again. We'll enter. Everything is clear. We should be interested in how to get out of the cage of Mrityu Samsara Vartamani. We are again and again coming back to this cage. This is called Agyan. This is Agyan. Gyan means to know that I am eternal. I am na anyate anumane sarire. I am not annihilated after this killing, after the annihilation of this body. Nitya sasvatam na anyate anumane sarire. We are repeatedly taking birth, changing bodies and suffering. That is the problem. That is Mrityu Samsara Vartamani. If you enter again into the material body, then again Mrityu, death, again enter, again die, again Mrityu, Bhutva, Bhutva Praliyate. This is the problem, Mrityu Samsara Vartamani. We must be interested in how to get out of this problem. Animals do not know, they do not feel. People think that after death I am annihilated. But that is not the fact. The fact is that you enter another body. Any material body, a king's body or a dog's body or a hog's body or a tree's body, this is called Mrityu. Mrityu Samsara Vartamani. We are accepting any body of out of 8,400,000 forms. In one after another, we are entering and leaving. This is called Mrityu Samsara Vartamani. But we must seriously think of getting out of this Mrityu Samsara Vartamani. Naham Deo Devhaja Nirloke Kastan Kaman Te Vidum Bhujaye Tapo Divyam Putrika Yen Sattvam Shuddhe Devas Mad Brahma Sokhyam Tavananuttam. Lord Rishabhdev told his sons, my dear boy, of all the living entities who have accepted material bodies in this world, one who has been awarded this human form should not work hard day and night simply for sense gratification, which is available even for dogs and hogs that eat stool. One should engage in penance and austerity to attain the divine position of devotional service. By such activities, one's heart is purified and one attains this position. He attains eternal blissful life, which is transcendental to material happiness and which continues forever. That happiness is not temporary. In this verse, Lord Rishabhdev tells us about the importance of human life. The word Dehebhak refers to anyone who accepts a material body, but the living entity who is awarded the human form must act differently from animals. Animals like dogs and hogs enjoy sense gratification by eating stool. After undergoing severe hardships all day, human beings are trying to enjoy themselves at night by eating, drinking, having a bit of sex and sleeping. At the same time, they have to properly defend themselves. However, this is not human civilization. There is, of course, suffering in the lives of animals and plants, which are suffering due to their past misdeeds, their past karmas. However, human beings should voluntarily accept divine life. After attaining the divine life, one can enjoy happiness eternally. After all, every living entity is trying to enjoy happiness. But as long as one is engaged in the material body, he has to suffer different kinds of misery. A higher sense is present in human form. We should act according to superior advice in order to attain eternal happiness and go back to Godhead. It is significant in this verse that the guardians, the parents, should educate their children and raise them in Krishna consciousness. Devoid of Krishna consciousness, every living being suffers in this cycle of birth and death forever. To relieve them from this bondage and engage them to become blissful and happy, they should be trained in bhakti yoga. Without Krishna consciousness, a person is no better than anyone. The instructions of Rishabhdev are very essential at the present moment. People are being educated and trained to work very hard for sense gratification, and there is no sublime aim in life. A man travels to earn his livelihood, leaving home early in the morning, catching a local train or a bus, packed in a compartment. He has to stand for an hour or two in order to reach his place of work. Then again, he takes a bus back home or train to get home after work. After the office, he works hard. At the office, he works hard, 8 to 5 or 6, even 7, even later. Then he takes 2 or 3 hours to return home after eating, have a bit of sex, and goes to sleep. For all this hardship, his only happiness is a little sex. Yanamaitun adi grahame disukam hi tuchasam. Lord Rashabdo clearly states that human life is not meant for this kind of existence, which is enjoyed even by dogs and hogs. Indeed, dogs and hogs do not have to work so hard for sex. A human being should try. A human being should try to live in a different way and should not try to imitate dogs and hogs. The alternative is mentioned. Human life is meant for tapasya, austerity, and penance. Bhakti. Tapasya does not mean going to the mountain, to the forest. By tapasya, we mean you sacrifice some time to do devotional or spiritual services. When one is situated in Krishna consciousness, in devotional service, his happiness is granted eternally. By taking to bhakti yoga, devotional service, one's existence is purified. The living entity is seeking happiness life after life, but he can work out a solution to all these problems simply by practicing bhakti yoga. Then he immediately becomes eligible to return home back to Godhead. As confirmed in Bhagavad Gita, chapter 4, text 9, by tapasya one can get out of material clutches. Janma karma cha me divyam. Yevam yev eti tatvataha. Tvekta deham punar janma naeti mam eti. So, Arjuna, one who knows the transcendental nature of my appearance and activities, do not, upon leaving the body, take his birth again in this material world, but attains my eternal abode, O Arjuna. The Vedic system is Vedic knowledge, which is meant for ending our sufferings for good, eliminate our sufferings forever. The human life is meant for that, ending all sufferings. Of course, we are trying to end all kinds of suffering. Our business, our occupation, our education, our advancement of knowledge, everything is meant for ending our sufferings for good. That sort of knowledge is called transcendental knowledge. And if anyone is seeking after that transcendental knowledge, should study Bhagavad Gita. This Bhagavad Gita is not an ordinary book. It has transcendental knowledge. So, we should take the position of Arjuna as a disciple. When a disciple is serious about making a solution, to finding a solution to the sufferings, then he requires a spiritual master. And what sort of a spiritual master? Krishna, the most perfect man. The most perfect man. So a spiritual master is representative of Krishna. Of course, Krishna is not present before us at the present moment. But at least we must have a person as our spiritual master who represents Krishna, tells us the same thing as Krishna. One who is a devotee of Krishna in the line of disciplic succession. So, see, here Arjuna accepts Krishna as the spiritual master. Now, question may be that, why Arjuna? There are many learned men, not only Krishna, but there were Vyasadeva and other great sages and Brahmans. Why Krishna alone? Krishna was also Kshatriya. Krishna was not a Brahman. Of course, he took he appeared in the family of a Kshatriya, and they were cousin brothers. Krishna and Arjuna. They were cousin brothers. Krishna was the son of the brother, and Arjuna was the son of the sister. Arjuna's mother and Krishna's father, they were brother and sister. So they are in the family relation. They were intimately related. And at the same time, they were of the same age and friends. Now, the question may be, why Krishna accepted as a spiritual master? That is the selection of the disciple. That Arjuna says, Nahi param, Nahi prapasya mahamaha manudhyam. Yachokam uchaso nam indriyanam avapya bhuma bhav ap aspatam radham rajyam suranam api chadipata patyam. Now he says, I am so perplexed that my lamentation cannot be satisfied. Even if I get the kingdom of the universe, I am going to fight for the kingdom only of this earth, or of India. Of course, formerly India means Bharat. Now, India is a name given by the foreigners. The real name of this planet is Bharatvarsh. This planet, now gradually, it has been cut up. It has been reduced. Just like we have got immediate experience that some portions of India is now named as Pakistan. You know, similarly, this whole planet, 5,000 years before, the whole planet was known as Bharatvarsh. And before that, thousands and millions of years before, this planet was known as Ilavarta-varsha. And now, since the time of... Now we have got left with little India. So please, come along, come to the temple. Come to our Hare Krishna temple. Be God conscious. Be Ram conscious, Krishna conscious. The thing is that we need to find a solution. The solutions are given there, actually. We must attempt to make this life as the last thing. We are not going to come back. That should be the determination. And Krishna tells us how we can do that. Manmana bhav madbhakto madhyaji mam namaskaru. Think of me, worship me, pay obeisance to me. And all this you can simply do by chanting this Mahamantra. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Let's have some kirtan.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Krishna, Krishna.